On the first day of firearms class, Madison's new police recruits line up in the training center's shooting range. They draw their new handguns out of their holsters and wait for their cue.
Shooters, be alert.
Then they fire.
Threat.
Before the academy, recruit Jessica Gillette had never fired a gun.
The thing that I was most nervous about was how the gun was going to react once I shot it, and the sound. I was really sensitive to the sound and the smells.
She says firearms and defense and arrest tactics have been the most difficult parts of the academy. She often comes early or stays late to get extra practice.
And you want some of those motions and, you know, all the different steps that we do to handle the different shots to come automatic and then to rely on your training and then to not have to think about it.
In the academy, the recruits go through all sorts of scenarios using firearms, tasers, and even their hands. The hope is that when they're confronted with a situation while on patrol, they'll react using muscle memory. But they're not just learning how to use force. They're learning how to make decisions. Officer Chris Masterson is the lead instructor for defense and arrest tactics.
It's really tough to, you know, teach someone split-second decision-making. It's really hard, so they have to experience a lot of different things to kind of get there.
So first, they start in the classroom. In one exercise, the recruits watch a few videos of police using force. Then they vote on whether they think the use of force was justified. Sometimes they all agree. Sometimes they're split 50-50. Sometimes it's one against the rest. Masterson says it's a good starting point for people just learning these concepts.
It makes for a good conversation, I guess, for the class, because again, you start to hear people say, no, that's bad, no, that's good.
Sergeant Tim Patton is the department's lead recruiter. He says many recruits come in expecting to learn exactly when it's okay to use force and when it's not. But he says it's more subjective than that.
What we all want, I think what we wanted as new recruits who were learning this, is we wanted these bright line rules. If this happens, you do this, and if that happens, you do that, and it just doesn't work that way.
The legal standard for deadly force comes from the 1989 Supreme Court decision Graham versus Connor. It established that officers can use force when it's, quote, objectively reasonable, based on the totality of the circumstances. But Patton says that's really difficult to teach because it relies on individual officers' perception.
And what we see is that two human beings will look at the exact same situation and one will say, yes, I believe I was in imminent danger, and another will say no.
These concepts aren't new for all the recruits. There are 7 former law enforcement officers in the class. Before Nick Cleary came to the academy, he was an officer in Fitchburg. He says experience helps navigate these lessons.
So that gray area never necessarily goes away, but you might understand with experience to shrink that gray area to make it a little bit easier to make a choice.
In the wake of the killings of Paul Heenan, Tony Robinson, and others by Madison officers, the department has come under scrutiny for its use of force. Patton says that's why it's important that the community understand how officers are trained.
We have to be able to better learn from our mistakes so that individual officers and an agency can improve its response to situations. And we have to have better conversations to be able to maybe move more quickly when we see something that the community finds unacceptable.
In our next installment, we'll take a look at how the recruits learn a different dangerous skill, emergency driving. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.